We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In a lot of ways, yes, I'm okay with some of it. In others, maybe not. So I think we do need to come together, though, as a country.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:47. Now, three big things. Three nights of violence in St. Louis after a former white cop acquitted in a black man's killing.
Two.
Toddler nearly drowns in East Wichita.
One.
One person dead after a car train crash in Southeast Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And traffic this morning. We've got some wet roadways here in Wichita. Seen some spotty areas of rain. So that is something that you could see out there this morning. Just some spotty areas of rain so far already here in Wichita. I think we've got some more on the way. But for the moment, we actually have some areas of rain in Wichita. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
We have a 50% chance for scattered rain today at a high of 84 degrees. Sunday's high was 75. 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 68. And then Tuesday, sunny and breezy with a high of 92. Now a cloudy sky. Southeast wind at 9 miles per hour and 65 degrees. The season is changing and it's time for a new hat for fall. Hatman Jack's carries fedoras, driving caps, westerns, and much more. New styles arriving daily. Stop in at Hatman Jack's and get yours today at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted. And Ted Wibbert in here, Mike Side, as always. And Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, with us.
Yo!
We go to the Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll. Found at our webpage, knssradio.com.
What's the best fried chicken in town?
No, we're going to close out the toys today.
Okay.
Which of these most deserves to be in the National Toy Hall of Fame? These choices are this year's nominees. Top three will be inducted in November.
Ground glass. Bag-o glass.
Play food, My Little Pony, and the Pez dispenser got zero.
Wow.
The game of Risk came up with 2%.
It's a risky bet.
Uno and Sand, 5%.
Okay.
Yikes. Clue and Paper Airplane, 7%. The Magic 8 Ball actually got 10%.
A classic.
Well, that's doubtful.
Wiffle Ball and Transformers each got 12%. Or they got 12%. And Matchbox Cars, a top dog, 40%.
For oh, my. Oh, yeah. Overwhelming.
It's surprising there.
Which one?
Matchbox Cars.
Oh, okay.
Little cars.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
Today's question, how do you like your cheeseburger? Today, by the way, is National Cheeseburger Day, okay?
Cooked.
Thank you.
Melted cheese.
Prepared by a chef.
Here are the choices. Plain, that's cheeseburger and bun.
Nah.
Pretty simple, ketchup and or mustard, maybe a couple of pickles.
Yeah.
Deluxe, bacon, lettuce, tomato, onion, mayo, pickles, or exotic. Avocado, chili, hot links,
pineapple,
chorizo?
Chorizo.
I don't even know what that is. I'm not going to put that on a hamburger.
Sausage.
Mushrooms. But, you know, that exotic will take you in almost anything.
Pineapple.
Yeah, you know, put on a piece of, you know, a piece
fried
of
egg.
Apple pie on it. Yeah. So I'm going to go with probably pretty simple. Mine on cheeseburger would be mustard, onion, and pickle.
No onions, man. Yeah, that's why you don't have your friends have to
okay. While you're muttering over there, is there any way you like yours, Don?
Yeah. Lettuce, pickle, lots of lettuce. Pickles, no onions, no tomatoes, mustard, ketchup, or that special like Freddy's fry sauce stuff.
Ted, where are you?
I'm your number one option there.
It's very simple.
Plain.
Nothing on it?
Cheese, burger, bun.
I think Jad will take just
the
about
end.
Anything on his, right, Jad?
Actually, I'm at both ends of the spectrum. I'll either go plain
or loaded,
or I'll have something with chorizo and avocado. Yeah,
what the hell is chorizo?
Sausage.
Oh, it's sausage.
Mexican
spicy sausage.
Why
yeah.
would you put sausage on a hamburger?
Why would you put bacon on a hamburger?
Why? Yeah.
Why would you put cheese on a hamburger?
Good question. Exactly. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Spock, why?
Peanut butter.
Happy birthday, Air Force. We commemorate the establishment of the United States Air Force. My father served in the Army Air Corps.
Off we go.
During the World War II. Yeah, he used to sing that around the house. My older brother Don was in the Air Force. My son just retired from the Air Force. It was on this date in 1947 that President Truman signed the National Security Act, establishing the United States Air Force as a separate branch of the military. I seriously salute our Air Force people right now, as opposed to my two coworkers here who are singing terribly the Air Force song. Okay.
That was good, Ted.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I consider maybe getting an a cappella group together.
A cappella.
It's one of the great stirring fight songs in the nation.
Oh, I like it.
Although Anchors Away is pretty darn
Anchors
good.
Away is one of the great ones as well.
6:52, Steve and Ted. It's time for Don Grant, CFP, the money
tracker. Stop singing.
Quit warbling. You're making me upset.
Yeah.
More retirement scams. And Don's going to tell us about it.
Well, just when you thought you'd heard them all there, Stephen. Retiree scammers, get creative. Joseph Borg is the director of the Alabama Securities Commission, and he says, every time we stomp out a fraud scheme and put somebody in jail, there's another scam that surfaces to take its place. Now, there are similar stories from law enforcement across the country. The North American Securities Administration's Association reports that in a study, 29% of those surveyed say that their agencies have seen an increase in senior fraud cases, and almost none have seen a decrease. Financial advisors are in a position to uncover fraud. In my position, often we see that because we see money going in and out, and to assist by flagging signs of financial exploitation of retirees. Many cases involve guardians who abuse their positions to enrich themselves, often when their duty is to ensure that those financial assets that they're overseeing have the best care for their hard-earned money that, you know, what it can afford. Planners watch for excessive withdrawals by trustees or custodians of trusts and accounts for incapacitated victims or payments for goods or services that don't seem to be in line with those things that would be needed by the beneficiary, like a new Mercedes-Benz or something, you know, if they're not even driving anymore. Another recent scam involved a gentleman who offered free tax help to members of church organizations, a congregation. Most of the congregants were older. He gained their trust, then sold them shares in a scheme that promised a portion of returns could go to the church. He used the fear of Social Security insolvency and growing health care costs to sell them the investment that they couldn't afford not to have, end quote. Selling bogus investments to affinity groups like a church, social, or people involved with a nonprofit organization is a common theme. The con artists realize that they have a captive audience and often wealthy victims who share an affinity for a cause or a philosophy. They can score multiple scams within one group of people, so watch out for those. And, of course, watch out for the multitude of storm scams that are going to be heading at least in the direction of Texas and Florida. So, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222.
Right after a storm like that, here they come.
Oh, yeah.
They get to all kinds of weird things they want to do.
Yeah, like take your money up front and then never come back.
Like your pince-nez there.
You like my what?
Pince-nez.
Oh, a pince-nez?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. My little glasses
that you don't even have to put.
These are my what are they called? Thin optics, and they're stuck on the back of my phone.
Yeah.
So you just pop them out, and they just stick right on your nose. So when you need to read a menu that you can't see otherwise, to know whether to put avocado and chorizo on your burger or not, you can see it.
Well, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
He looks like Louis Pasteur over there.
Yeah, I thought
we even see it. Merci bien. Ooh, incroyable.
Thank you, Louis.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Yeah.
Voulez-vous?
Sound more like Pepe Le Pew to me.
Oui, oui. Pepe Le Pew.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Ici.
6:56, Steve and
Ted. Au revoir. Au revoir, monsieur.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News. Complete look at today's news, including some trouble in St. Louis. That's all the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.